need. Thank you very much.
What a fantastic voice, eh? Let's have a big clap for Mick Slade. A wonderful voice. I'm from Radio Bosses. I'm Phil Richards, and we're just having a quick chat. We're doing a feature on people on the bandstand, and today, do you remember that thing? This is your night. Yeah, so Blake Solid from Canterbury. Yay! And I'm amazed about his history, actually. Did you know he started off as a footballer? There you go. Tell us all about it. Luton Town Football Club, eh?
Yeah, a long time ago. Yeah, I played, I was a professional for Plymouth and for Luton for a couple of years, so, yeah. Throw me a ball and I'll do some keepy-uppies for you.
What position did you play then?
I played centre midfield.
Right, and then you went on to some other football clubs as well, yeah?
Yeah, I played for Oxford City, I played for Plymouth, and yeah.
Right.
I retired at 20, I was, you know, I'd had enough.
Well, you're no good, what was it?
Yeah, I was no good, yeah.
Okay, well, you're fantastic as a performer anyway, and you started a band quite early on in your life, didn't you, called Nation?
Yeah, I was living in Oxford at the time, and we had a really good sort of local following, and yeah, it was great. We were all young guys, and it's brilliant, really good time.
What sort of music did you play?
Rock and roll, really. Yeah. Sort of same stuff as we're doing now, but we did more originals, really, back then.
Right, and then you were also an actor for a while. And that was for several years as well, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you made a few films.
I did, yeah. But I've had several lives. I'm just trying not to get a proper job. That's the aim.
Oh, I've been trying to do that as well. Yeah, so what films did you make then?
I made about 5 or 6 feature films. I made about 100 short films. And yeah. And then I had 2 kids and I couldn't go to, you know, Hungary for a month or Budapest for a week or whatever. So yeah, I retired.
Ties you down, doesn't it, getting married? Right, so writing and recording, and you've been writing and recording for a long, long time,
yeah.
And you're just bringing out some more music now. Yeah. You had an album, didn't you? Middle of Anywhere. I love that title.
Yeah, it was quite a while ago now that I did that, but I've always released singles sort of every few months, and I'm about to record some more stuff with a 3-piece band, so hopefully either in autumn time or early next year that'll be out.
Right, and the other things you bring out now, I suppose, are singles, because it's all changed. We don't buy CDs, do we, so much?
No, it's different now. I mean, there isn't really a music industry anymore. There's playing live, and that's probably about it. And for people who write songs, you still write them, but you just don't. No one pays you. Even the big boys, you know, they don't really get, unless they're getting royalties from millions and millions of streams.
It's a tough world, I know. But what inspired you to take up singing as a career?
I was a fan of music, really. I was a bit of a weird kid. I loved Elvis and the Beatles and the Kinks and the Rolling Stones, and I just loved that music so much. I felt there was so much joy in it, you know. And then the Britpop thing happened when I was a teenager, so I fell into that umbrella that playing the guitar was quite cool again.
Social media, if you want to just blurt out that for anyone, and you know, so that people know how they can get hold of you or your music or find out about you.
Yeah, I'm mainly sort of on Instagram, which is at the Blake Sonnet. So you can follow me there. But yeah, there's some quite exciting things happening next year. So if you want to, you know, come and see me and support me, that'd be greatly appreciated. I really love playing here because it's a free event, which is brilliant. But also, you just get such a good mix of people, and it's quite rare now that you get different generations together. You know, in the summer holidays, we get kids here, we get, you know, parents here, we get nannies and granddads. It's a really wonderful experience, because even if I play stuff on my own in London, it's just a certain demographic that's here. I get to see and meet the whole lot.
It's a fantastic place, isn't it, the Broadstairs Bandstand, and also you're here just about every Thursday in the summer, really, aren't you?
I am. I've got nothing else to do, so I might as well pop along and, you know, play some songs, bring a little bit of joy, hopefully, for an hour or two. That's the plan.
We'll look forward to seeing you again every Thursday throughout the summer. Let's hear it for Blake Sonnet.
Thank you.